虽然看起来好像有很多的困难在我们面前。
In front of us, there seems to be difficulties.
所以我们想到说啊，所罗门最荣耀的时候啊，他建了圣殿。
In the most glory days of Solomon, he built his holy temple.
后来这个圣殿被拆毁掉。
Finally, his temple was destroyed.
70年以后啊，所罗巴伯带了50,000多人回来。
And in the 70 years, Zerubbabel brought 50,000 people back.
那个时候他们国家亡掉了。
And in that time, the nation had already disintegrated.
那些百姓生活相当辛苦。
The citizens' lives were very difficult.
借着神的帮助，他们却能够把圣殿重建起来。
With the aid of God, they managed to rebuild the temple of God.
并且照着先祖所预言的说，后来这个殿的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
As in the words of the prophet, the glory of this temple will exceed the glory of that before.
因为是在那个艰困当中啊，把圣殿完成。
Even in the times of difficulties and troubles, they managed to complete the job of building.
我在想说，我们会成教会啊，第二次要购买会堂。
This makes me think of the second time when we're going to purchase another church.
过去神安排带领我们呢，我们有一个非常好的地方。
In the past, God had guided us so that we have a lovely place.
当然我们现在的状况，我觉得凡事都有神的美意。
Our situation, however, is now abounded with God's beauty and His thought.
要让我们再一次能够靠着信心来看到神的荣耀大能。
So that once again we can, in His faith, with our faith in Him, we can see the greatness in Him.
虽然我们现在看起来比当时更困难。
It seems right now we're more difficult than it was before.
但是圣经里面说，神的恩典是够我们用的。
But the Bible teaches us the blessings of God is sufficient for us.
尤其神的能力是要在软弱的人身上显得更完全。
But the power of glory is in the weakness of man more complete.
所以看起来我们都是软弱无用的器皿。
Seems like we are completely weak and empty vessels.
主耶稣应许说我们里面有宝贝在这个器皿里面。
But Jesus has already said, in that empty vessel, there is precious
evidence, 就要发挥莫大的能力来。
Which will manifest great power.
所以撒加利亚书说不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
Here it says that we should not be relying on our own strength and our wealth.
主要能够靠神的能力靠神的灵就能够成事。
But we trust in the power and might of God, then we will be fulfilled.
当拉撒路死掉的时候
As Lazarus died,
已经埋葬三天了
and buried for 3 days,
主耶稣来到那里
Jesus came upon him.
马大跟玛利亚都在哭
Martha and Mary were crying.
说主你早坐在这里的话我的弟弟就不会死了
She said to Jesus that if you were here earlier, my little brother would not have died.
但是主耶稣说你的儿子你的弟弟会复活
But Lord Jesus said to her, your brother will live again.
马大说我知道了在末世的时候他会复活了。
Martha said, I know, in the days, in the resurrection, he will live again.
那主耶稣对他说你如果有信心的话你就能够看到神的荣耀。
But he said to Martha, if you have faith, you will see the glory of God manifested.
当然我们将来神预备给我们一个完美的一个救恩这个我们没有这个是确定的。
Of course, we are fully aware that one day God has already prepared a wonderful blessing. 所
以我们所要得到的福气不只是在末世那个时候才能够得到。
But the blessings we're going to enjoy is not only in the end time.
其实在今天我们都能够尝到神丰盛的恩典的滋味。
Even today, we can enjoy some of the blessings and flavor of God.
所以主要你信心就能够看到神的荣耀。
If you have faith, you will be able to see the glory of God today.
我们盼望说我们靠着神帮助加添我们每一个人的信心。
So we pray that God will increase each and every one of our faiths.
人人都能够常常祷告为教会圣工祷告。
So that we can constantly pray and pray for the work of our holy work.
然后我们来看到神怎样来兴起他的工作。神怎么样彰显他的荣耀
？So that we can see how God is going to prepare this job and make it and glorify His job.
好像摩西对以色列人说：“你们只管安静看。”
Like Moses saying to his Israelites, saying that if you quieten down,
神今天怎么来拯救我们，怎么带领我们？
You will see how God today comes to save us and lead us.
其实圣经里面的道理啊，都不是理论啊，都是可以在我们生活当中啊，实际能够实现的。
The teachings in the Bible is not just literature and debate, but in fact is truly manifested in our lives.
愿主耶稣的荣耀能够彰显，愿我们能够蒙受大恩。
May the glory of Jesus Christ be enlighten us and brighten our lives.
那今天下午我们来谈婚姻的比喻。
Today we're going to look at a parable of the talents.
我们今天早上这个谈到说这个比喻啊，有它的作用。
We discussed this morning the use of parables.
它能够让我们明白那个非常深奥的神国的道理。
To understand the deep mysteries of God's kingdom.
它也可以让我们从这个比喻来明白神的旨意啊，来得到教训。
From the parables, we learn of the thoughts of man of God, so that we understand His teachings.
主耶稣在传道会结束的时候啊，讲两个有关呐 啊分配银钱给门徒的比喻，给仆人的比喻。
Jesus at the end of his sermons gave two teachings on the parables.Of distribution to people.
啊，这两个比喻都是他已经到传道末期的时候所讲的。
It was at the end of his the time he spent preaching to people.
啊，两个比喻啊，有很多类似的地方。
And much of these parables were related to many different.
啊，当然也有小部分不一样的地方。
So, although it's recorded in different parts, there were some differences where it was recorded.
啊，我们可以从这里面啊来得到一种教训。
Let's learn a little from these.
啊，在这个马太福音的25章啊。
Matthew
25. 14节以下。
Matthew 25:14 verse and onwards.
啊，当然这个25章是接续24章来。
Let's see, 25 is very close to 24 chapter.
二十四章是讲到世界末了主耶稣再临的一些预言预兆。
So, chapter 24 relates to the end time of the world and what would happen then.
二十五章的三个比喻啊，就是末世将要来的预备。
But chapter 25 relates to when the end time comes, how we prepare for this.
第一个就是要让圣灵充满。
First is to be full of the Holy Spirit.
这是聪明的童女。
So these are the wise virgins.
啊，再来第二个比喻是啊，婚姻子的比喻就是啊，做工啊，做工的比喻。
The second relates to the wedding and to work before and to do work.
啊，第三个比喻就是说婚没两跟三两。
So to the third one is to do with the parable of the talents.
让我们知道说爱心是将来审判的标准之一。
To say that the love is how you will be measured in the judgment day.
啊，这里所讲的这个第二个比喻啊。
The second parable here recorded.
说有一个人要出国。
Relates that a man was about to leave his country.
啊，所以把他的仆人找来，啊，把产业交给他们。
So he took his servants and he took his assets and distributed it to them.
啊，这里特别谈到说啊，是按照他们的才干。
And he distributed it according to their abilities.
所以每一个人所领受的银子不一样。
So each received a different number of talents.
啊，所以主人对他们的要求也不一样。
So therefore, the owner, the owner was asking different things from each person.
啊，啊，后来主人回来啊，就跟他们算账。
And when the owner came back, he was going to settle the accounts with them.
啊，有的人啊，啊，受到主人的称赞，但是有一个啊，啊，受到主人的惩罚。
Some people were praised by the owner, and but the others, when one other was punished.
啊，另外一个比喻是在路加福音的十九章。
The other parable is in Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
主耶稣讲完这个比喻以后啊，他后来就骑驴进耶路撒冷。
And at the end of this parable, he is set on a mule to enter into Jerusalem.
他在那边节省圣殿，为耶路撒冷哀哭。
And there he was crying and weeping for Jerusalem.
其实这也都是主耶稣啊，最后快要被杀之前的事情。
These were events that preceded his final crucifixion.
主耶稣在这里讲到这个，说有一个贵族啦，一个尊贵人。 要到别的地方，要德国回来。
Here it said that there was a certain nobleman who was going to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and return.
所以把他十个仆人找来啊，每一个人给他一点的银子。
And he had 10 servants and delivered to them 10 minas.
这里所讲的仆人有十个，前面那个是三个。
Here it said that there were 10 servants, and the Matthew it meant it related to 3.
这里讲的仆人是每一个人都给他一样的一锭银子。
In Luke it said that every one of these servants received the same number of coins.
叫他们去做生意。
And he told them in Luke that they have to do business.
后来这个贵族啊，他后来做王回来。
And finally, the nobleman came back with a kingdom.
然后就跟这些仆人啊算账。And
therefore, he settled the accounts with his servants.
因为忠心的仆人啊，就把很多的城啊给他们管理。And
these servants were given areas for in the city to rule over.
然后有一个人啊，就把一锭银子啊，就把它包起来，结果受到主人呐啊严厉的惩罚。
But one servant had wrapped his coins up, and he didn't make any money, and he was heavily scolded.
所以我们跟他说，这两个比喻啊，有点类似。
So obviously, the two parables recorded on both sides are slightly different.
其实啊，都是讲到啊，耶稣基督啊，快要为人类的罪啊，被钉十字架。
But here, these two parables all relate to our Jesus Christ about to be crucified for the sin of man.
他复活升天以后啊，完成救恩。
And once he is ascended to heaven, he will then
建立一个属灵的王国。
He will go then to prepare us a heavenly kingdom.
他本身呢，就是这个属灵王国的王。
So that relates to Jesus Christ being the nobleman
coming to the
And he will have the Holy Spirit to then build his kingdom.
但是有一天啊，就是世界末日的时候，耶稣还要再临，回到世界上来。
So one day when this earth will perish, Jesus will return.
跟仆人啊，就是所有啊蒙恩的人啊，要跟我们算账。
So the 10 servants relate to all of us. We are going to settle our accounts with Jesus Christ.
所以，我们每一个人呢，都要成为一个忠心有见识的好仆人。
So we must each of us become a good servant, a hardworking servant.
将来我们就能够得到主的称赞，得到丰富的赏赐。
Then we will then be praised and then be gifted wonderfully by in future.
所以这两个比喻啊，都是对我们每一个信徒讲的。
These two parables are directed towards each and every one of us.
也就是所有蒙恩的人呐，应当努力。
So each of us who have received the grace of God should work hard at it.
将来我们才能够领受从神来的丰盛的赏赐。
That is the only way we receive the bountiful gifts of God in future.
我们先来看这个路加福音19章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章。
Luke chapter 19.
12节。
Verse 12.
19章12节。
Chapter 19 verse 12.
说有一个贵族往远方去，要德国回来。我们知道啊，主耶稣说他的国都不在这个世界上。
Jesus Christ said his kingdom is not in this world.
所以比拉多在问说：“你是王吗？”
That's why when Peter said to Jesus, "Are you king?"
主耶稣说：“我是为着这个事情来到世界上的。”
Jesus replied, "I came to this world for this matter."
但是我的国啊，不是属世界的。
But my kingdom is nothing to do with this world.
啊，如果我的国属世界啊，我的臣仆就要起来征战了。
Because if my kingdom is in this world, then there will be wars happening around here.
所以耶稣基督啊，就是属灵天国的王，天地的主宰。
So Jesus Christ is the King of heaven.
啊，他的国度啊，就是要做教会，就是神的国。
And the church is going to be the country of God.
主耶稣要借着教会啊，来完成他的救恩啊。
So he's going to be fulfilling the
要来彰显出他的荣耀。
And to manifest his glory.
他说这个教会建设完全了，将来主再来啊，就是要被毁，迎接回到天上去的。
So once the church has already been completely built, he will be received back into the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣已经完成救恩了，说天上地下所有的权柄都在他的手里面。
Jesus Christ came and has completed salvation. So to connect the earth, the world, and the heavenly kingdom.
虽然他现在在天上，
so now Jesus is in.
但是他末日的时候要再来。
One day he will return to this world.
啊，那个时候啊，就是我们每一个人都要在主的面前交账。
Then each and every one of us will have to settle our accounts in front of God.
他说这个主人啊，把十个仆人找来，每一个人给他们一锭的银子。
So this nobleman's servants brought, came forth and they were each given, some coins.
一锭银子啊，在原文叫做 mina.
So they were all given 10 minas.
啊，一个 mina 是十两银子。
Each mina is 10 ounces of coins.
好。所以相当于他们要工作100天的工匠。
That's equivalent to 100 days of workmanship.
好、哦。主耶稣被卖32银子啊，说是一年的工价嘛，哈。
Because the reward for selling out Jesus was 30 ounces of silver coins, which is
说那个香膏可以卖32银子，一年的工价。
Ointment that was anointed on Jesus was sold for 20 silver coins. That's how much price it was.
啊，主耶稣给仆人的是一个人一锭银子。
So each servant here received 10 minas.
好。啊，然后叫他们说你们去做生意啊，等到我回来。
They were instructed to do business until Jesus returned.
啊，这里讲到说本国的人恨他，不愿意他做王。
But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation saying they didn't want him to be king.
啊，当然就是主着以色列人啊，他们气节主啊，不愿意他们做王，不愿意他做王。
Relates to the nation of Israel, they do not want him to be kingdom.
啊，所以恩典临到我们啊，神在主耶稣在教会里面做王。
But then the blessings came upon the Gentiles, and therefore Jesus would be king in this.
啊，他回来以后啊，说要跟仆人算账。
So when he returns, he's going to settle accounts with his servants.
他看他们做生意啊，工作的成果怎么样。
And to see the results of the work of his servants.
我们看16节。
Let's turn to 16.
头一个上来说啊，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。
The first servant said, your 10 minas has earned 10 minas.
主说啊，你是良善的好仆人。
And Jesus said, you are a good servant.
你在这个小的事上忠心，所以可以给你管十座城。
Therefore, you're faithful in a very little, and you have authority over 10 cities.
啊，第二个来说，你的一锭银子啊，我已经赚了五锭。
And the second said, I have earned 5 minas.
主人也说，你很好，你可以管五座城。
And Jesus said, you can now have authority over 5 cities.
所以我们跟他说啊，这两个工仆人啊，都是相当忠心非常努力的工人。
So these two servants were very hardworking and faithful servants.
啊，当然这里所讲的一锭银子啊，是主着我们所领受的恩。
That's Venus here relates to the blessings that we received here today.
因为我们每一个信主的人啊，我们从主所领受的恩典都是一样的。
Because all of us who believe in God have received the same grace, blessings from God.
啊，所以我们领受了主的恩，主的爱啊，我们就要去报答主的恩。
Having received the blessings of God and His love, we have to repay in kind.
所以保罗说啊，我从来没有什么可夸口的。
That's why Paul says, I have nothing to boast.
因为责任已经托付给我了。
But the authority has been given upon me.
所以主耶稣选召我们啊，就是我们要做他的见证人。
And because Jesus given us the authority, we have to witness for him.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to
啊，对不起，彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter.
前书了，前书二章九节。
Oh, First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2.
二章九节。
Verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，啊，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗日奇妙光明者的美德。十节。
Ten.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。本来我们不是犹太人啊，在神的救赎计划我们是没有份的。
We are not Israelite Jews, so in the grand scheme of God, initially, we were not to be saved.
所以我们不是神的子民。
So we were not the chosen.
我们过去没有蒙连续。
So we had no part of God.
当然是现在神联系我们，接纳我们成为他的儿女。
But then God reached out to us and then made us his children.
而且给我们非常尊贵荣耀的职分。
And gave us a very glorious responsibility.
所以我们是有像王尊贵荣耀的一种祭司。
So we were like a royal priesthood in a holy nation.
哦，祭司是代替百姓来啊拜神的。
So a priest is representing the citizens to pray to God.
成为神跟人之间的中保。
So there's a link between man and God.
祭司的职分很尊贵。
So the position of a priest is very precious.
我们现在不只是做万王之王真神的祭司啊。
But we are not only that, we are royal priesthood.
而且我们还带着啊君王一样的荣耀尊贵的身份。
So we have the glory of that of a royalty.
因为我们要跟主同作王啊，要来审判万民。
Because we are supposed to be like God in his judge, as a judge to judge the mankind.
所以我们是被拣选的族类啊。
So we are the chosen people.
啊，是圣洁的国度。
We are a holy kingdom.
属神的子民。
We are the citizens of God.
所以我们不要看轻我们自己。
So let's not look down upon ourselves.
啊，虽然有时候我们在物质上啊，或者是社会上的身份地位不会比别人强。
Sometimes in material wealth or in the position in the society, we are not as strong.
但是我们在神的眼光来看，我们是相当尊贵荣耀的。
But in the eyes of God, we are very precious and very.
因为世界上的身份地位、财物啊，最后都会消失掉的。
Because the material wealth that you own in this world will one day perish.
啊，但是这种属灵上的地位、身份啊，这是要存到永远的。
But the spiritual wealth and blessings that we have will last forever.
啊，这才是真正有价值的。
That is of permanent, real value.
啊，神既然给我们这么荣耀、尊贵的身份。
So that we have been given such precious status.
给我们这么丰盛的恩惠。
That we give us a glorious position.
同时也交代给我们一些使命。
And has also given us some very important instructions.
说要宣扬啊，照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And this is to proclaim the praises of those so that they are out of darkness so that we can see his marvelous light.
因为这个救恩啊，就是让我们从撒旦的权下归向真神。
Because the teachings of God is to try and move people of the darkness of Satan into the bright.
让我们从黑暗当中啊进到光明。
So to drag us from the darkness into the light.
要让我们跟一切的圣徒啊一同来承受天上永恒的产业。
So that we can forever, like other people who are saved, enjoy the eternal wealth of heavenly.
啊，这是神给我们宝贵的救恩。
And God has given us a precious salvation.
啊，所以我们要宣扬啊，那个拯救我们的是恩典给我们的那个神的荣耀跟他的美德。
That's why we have to proclaim the person who has given us such shining light, such power within us.
所以我们每一个蒙受救恩的人啊， 我们每个人都领受一锭的银子。
So that we are just like the servants who have then received the 10 minas.
我们领受了救恩啊，啊就要尽到我们的本分啊，啊去服侍神，啊去宣扬福音啊，啊做神的工。
Now that we have received the blessings like these servants, we have to do our bit to work for God.
在这个马太福音的二十章里面呢、啊，主耶稣有讲到一个葡萄园的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 20, Jesus related to a parable of the vineyard.
有一个非常富足的一个主人啊，他有一个非常大的葡萄园。
There was a very wealthy landowner with a very large vineyard.
啊，所以他要找很多人啊，进到这个葡萄园里面工作。
He had to seek many workers for this large vineyard.
啊，所以一大早六点的时候就找人来了。
So by 6 o'clock in the morning, he already found.
跟他们讲好说、啊、你进到我的葡萄园、啊、我就给你一千银子。
And saying that if you come in now to work, I give you 1,000 silver coins.
啊，所以他们就很高兴啊，有工作做啊，啊有报酬啊，就进去工作了。
So these servants came very happily to work in the morning.
啊，到了这个九点的时候啊，啊主人还需要很多人啊，所以又找了一批工人进来。
By late morning, 9 a.m, more people were required, so he got more.
到了中午，到了下午啊，不断的找人进到葡萄园。
Noon time came, afternoon came, more people were invited into the vineyard to work.
啊，就是快太阳下山了、啊，五点的时候、啊、还是一样找人进来。
Even before dusk at 5 p.m, more people were invited into work.
因为犹太人的律法里面规定哦，给工人的工作啊，当天要给。
And the laws of the time say that when a man finishes his job, he has to be paid.
啊，因为他们当时啊都是工作啊，然后借着这个工作得到的报酬，要维持他们平时的生活。
Because a person relies on the payment to sustain his family life.
啊，所以白天工作啊，到了晚上收工的时候啊，主人就要给他们钱。
At the end of the workday, the servants were paid.
啊，这我没想到是从那个最后来的先给。
And did not think that the person who worked came into work last was paid for.
虽然他只做一个小时。
Even though he only worked for 1 hour.
啊，可能他的能力比较差，啊，所以最后啊，人家才找他进去做工。
Perhaps he was not very strong. He was sought out, late in the day.
那没想到这个主人啊，给他一千银子。
But unsurprisingly, this owner gave him the same 1,000 silver coins.
因为主人啊，想到说啊，他也有一个家庭需要照顾啊，也需要一些工钱啊。
Because the owner said this person equally has a family, equally needs the money.
虽然主做一个小时啊，但是还是给他一千银子。
Even though he worked for 1 hour, he got paid 1,000 coins.
啊，每一个人啊，多来领工钱，每一个人都是一千银子。
Everyone who came into work received the same 1,000 coins.
啊，说后来那个第一个进来的人啊，他就抱怨了。
So the person who came into work first early in the morning protested.
啊，我不是跟你我。哎，别人啊，只做一个小时就拿一块钱。
He didn't. How come one person who worked 1 hour got only the same?
我从早到晚啊，做了一天啊，你也给我一块钱。
I who worked from morning to night got paid the same $1 like as the person who worked for 1 hour.
啊，所以他抱怨这个主人啊不公平。
So he protested that this is not fair.
啊，主人就跟他讲说，哎，朋友啊，我不是跟你讲好，你替我做工，我给你一块钱。
But the owner said to the man, didn't we have an agreement already? I said to you, you come into work, I will.
我没有亏待你啊。
I didn't cheat you.
啊，虽然别人做的时间比较少，但是我要给他一块钱，我可以，给他做我的自由啊。
It is my liberty to pay whomever I wish, however much I wish.
说你拿你的一块钱走吧。
So take your dollar and leave.
啊，当然，我们如果按照一般人哦，现在人都讲费啊费啊，要公平嘛，看起来很不公平。
Of course, now when we look at it, we say, hey, it's not fair, is it?
啊，这是讲到主耶稣给我们的恩典啊，救恩是公平的啦。
But here we know that the blessings of Jesus Christ is fair all round.
有的很早就信主。
Some people believed in Jesus Christ.
所以他可以长受主的恩典。
So they have enjoyed the blessings of God.
有的人是中途来信主。
Some people started believing late in the.
有的是到最后啊， 好像那个刘长老说啊，他的爸爸是已经昏迷了，后来祷告醒过来，赶快去洗礼了。
But some people like the Deacon Liu's father, who was and almost at his deathbed, recovered and then became baptized.
啊，洗礼完以后啊，一个礼拜啊，主耶稣就召他回家了。
After baptism for one week, he departed from this world.
啊，所以有的人是年轻的时候啊，有的是婴孩出生就洗礼了。
Some people were baptized the moment they were born.
有的是到中年，但是有的是在晚年的时候来信主。
Some people come in to believe Jesus Christ when they're late in their life. Some people at the end of their life.
这不管你什么时候啊，进到这个葡萄园里面。
It doesn't matter what time of the day you entered the vineyard.
你都能够同样的领受主的恩啊。
You will equally receive the blessings of God.
神给你的恩典无尽啊，就是一样的。
The blessings of God are the same whoever you are.
啊，所以从这个角度来看呢、啊，神给每一个人是一锭银子。
So from that perspective, Jesus God gives every person.
每一个人都领受神的恩。
Everybody receives the same blessing of God.
啊，但是有的人呐、啊，领受一锭银子，他却去赚那十锭。
But some people received one. Minas, they would then earn 10 minas.
有的领受一锭银子，他就赚了五锭。
Some receive 1 minas, but they only earn 5 minas.
所以同样领受救恩啊，但是每一个人的能力、努力程度不一样。
Even though you receive the gospel, all of us have received the gospel. Our abilities are different.
啊，当然啦、啊，工作的成果不一样，将来的赏赐就不一样。
Of course, if the results are different, then your reward in heavenly kingdom might be different.
所以你多做工啊，将来多多赏赐。
But if you work harder now, when the end time, you will be rewarded.
我们工作少的，我们将来所领受的赏赐就不一样了。
Perhaps if you work less right now, your reward in future will be less.
啊，就是从这个啊路加福音十九章里面啊这个角度来看。
So this is to look at this parable from the Luke chapter 19's angle.
嗯、啊，另外这个马太福音的二十五章啊。
But on Matthew chapter 25's perspective.
这是从另外一个角度来看。
This looks at it from a different angle.
二十五章的十五节。
Chapter 25 verse 15.
二十五章十五节。
Chapter 25 verse 15.
说按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给五千，一个两千，一个一千。
And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, and to each according to his ability.
哦，所以这个是按才干按恩赐。
So this was gifted according to their own ability.
所以我们领受救恩啊，是大家都一样的。
So when we receive the gospel of God, it is the same to all of us.
但是每个人的才能恩赐是不一样的。
But our own abilities are different between each and every one of us.
所以有的人是拿五千的，有的两千，有一千呢。
That's why some people receive five, some 5,000, some people 1,000.
所以保罗在讲到说啊，神按照自己的意思，把各样不一样的恩赐分给每一个人。
That's why Paul says that God gives his blessings and talents to each and every one of us in a different sort of way.
啊，每一个人得到恩赐以后，能够发挥不一样的功能。
And each person who receives these talents, this will then manifest.
好像我们这个身体里面有不一样的器官。
Like in our bodies, we have many different organs.
嘴有嘴的功能，手有手的功能。
And the mouth has its own job, the hands has its job.
每一个器官啊，每一个功能都是不一样。
That's why every organ, every one of us have
different. 啊，但是要紧的就是每一个器官啊，都要每一个肢体都要发挥它的功能啊，啊，来互相服侍，来造就基督的身体。
Like all the limbs in our bodies, different parts, we all have to do our job so that we can glorify the body of Jesus Christ.
所以恩赐是不一样的。
That is why our gifts are different.
有的人在工作上啊，有多的恩赐啊，他能力比较强。
Some people in their jobs have got a lot of blessings. Their abilities are greater.
但是有的人啊，他领受的恩赐能力啊，比较弱一点。
But some people receive much less gifts from God.
啊，但是既然每一个人啊，都是肢体啊，都有他的功能。
But like different parts of the body, each and every one of us has got a responsibility.
既然是身上的肢体，每一个肢体都有它的用途。
Every one of us are like different parts of the body. Everyone has its own function.
啊，但是彼此啊不可以分门别类啊，不可以轻看。
That you cannot lighten the you know the responsibility of one organ versus the other.
所以说我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So we must be like a good guardian of the house of God.
啊，看看彼得前书第四章。
Let's go back to First Peter chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
彼得前书四章第十节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10
说个人要照着所得到的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家十一节
11
若有讲到了按照神的圣言讲若有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍叫神在凡事上因为耶稣基督得荣耀原来荣耀尊贵都是从神来的直到永远阿们好所以神把各样的恩赐啊分给所有的人
So God had already divided the jobs amongst all mankind
啊，每一个人的恩赐都不一样百样的恩赐啊
That's everyone has got different gifts and blessings
啊，每一个人都要做神恩赐的好管家
Each and every one of us have to be good stewards of the grace of God
就是善尽我们的才干我们的恩赐啊啊、发挥功能、啊、来服侍神的家
That's why we have to each of us use our abilities to do our duties for the house of God、
啊、因为神给每一个人的恩赐不一样所以神对人的要求都不一样
Because your gifts by God are different God's requirement from you
说都给谁啊就像谁都要
So the more God gives you the more he demands from you、
哦啊、所以寡妇啊两个小钱 他奉献了以后啊主耶稣就说他献最多啊。
But the widow who only hands in two silver coins gets plenty of blessings.
因为他足有的就是两个小钱嘛。
Because all she owns is two little coins.
啊，但是有很多人啊，很多财物的。
But to a wealthy man,
虽然他献的都比这个寡妇多啊，但是主耶稣并没有称赞他们呢。
Might give a lot more than the two silver coins.But they are not praised as heavily as the widow.
所以保罗说啊，人如果有愿意做的心
，Paul says, if you have the heart willing to do work,
啊，神就喜悦了。
God would be happy.
啊，是按照你所有的，不是按照你所没有的。
Because you do according to what you have, not according to what.
所以神给每一个人不一样的恩赐。
That's why God has given each of us different grace.
所以神对每一个人的要求都不一样。
So God's requirement for each of us will be different.
所以拿五千的你要赚五千。
So for those who are given 1,000 have to earn 1,000.
拿两千的就是要赚两千。
For those who are given 2,000 have to earn 2,000.
不能够拿五千来以后啊，你说我已经赚了三千，我比别人多啊。
If you receive 5,000 and after earning 3,000, you say, that's enough, I've earned enough.
因为对主耶稣来讲啊，你给你五千，你赚三千啊，你只有完成60%了。
Because if you got 5,000, you only earn 3,000, then you only make 60%.
拿两千的去赚了两千啊，虽然比你少一千啊，但是他是赚100%的。
But someone who gets 2,000, who makes 2,000, made 100%, which is more than you, less than 3,000, but still.
所以呢，我们知道说啊，个人领受的不同。
That's why each of us different, receive different levels of gifts.
这个是从才能恩赐来讲。
That's from the perspective of abilities and wealth.
啊，我们每一个人啊，领受不一样啊，但是啊，我们努力不一样，将来赏赐也不一样。
Each of us have got different abilities to work, and next time our gifts will be in accordance to our work.
哦，所以我们将来在神面前的赏赐是不一样的。
That's why our gifts in future in front of God would be different.
啊，这个都当然是看你是不是尽了力量。
It depends on how much effort you put in.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
41节。
Verse 41, chapter 15.
哥林多前书啊，十五章四十一节。
First Corinthians 15:41.
日有日的荣光，夜有夜的荣光，星有星的荣光，这个星和那个星的荣光也有分别。42节。
42.
使人复活也是这样。 这里讲到说我们将来啊领受神的赏赐荣光是不一样的。
Next time when we are to receive the gifts of God, our glory would be different.
好像日月星啊它的光不一样。
Like the sun, like the glory of the star.
每一个星每一个星的荣光不一样。
Each glory of a star is different than from the glory of
the sun. 所以我们的努力啊跟我们将来的赏赐有直接关系。
That's like why our efforts will be very correlated to our gifts in future.
所以艺人啊将来要发光好像太阳光一样。
So a person who is holy will one day shine brightly like the sun.
一个忠心啊良善的好工人啊啊非常的荣耀的。
So obviously a very hardworking, a good person in his heart will have a great
好像保罗说啊为主受尽了很多苦啊但是将来要承受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
Like Paul says that having suffered tremendously, but one day they will receive an immeasurable, amount of gift and glory from God.
彼得后书里面讲到说啊将来审判要从神的家里面开始。
One day judgment will start from the house of God.
将来有一些人啊是仅仅得救的。
Some people will be saved just by the tightest bit.
好像保罗在讲说啊每一个人用不一样的材料来建造工程。
Like Paul says, many different materials are used to build a temple.
后来神就用火把它烧烧看试验一下。
Each building will be tested by fire.
草木合接的一烧就没有了。
A building made of wood would be destroyed.
唯有金银宝石的工程存住。
But a building made of steel and precious steel or stones.
将来才能够得奖赏。
Will be rewarded greatly in future.
但是那些草木合接的工程啊烧掉了啊说它好像火经过一样啊仅仅得救。
But the one that was burnt down, like those buildings made of wood and straw, they would be very perhaps tight, might be difficult for them to be saved.
当然能够得救已经不错了还有很多人呢根本在神的国里面没有位置可以站。
Obviously, if you do just make it into the heavenly kingdom, it's good, because some people might not even make it.
所以我们要努力进神的国我们将来工作的成果就是我们的奖赏。
That's why we have to work hard to go into the heavenly kingdom, for that is our just reward.
这两个比喻里面都谈到有一个哪一殿的还有一个哪一千的。
These two parables talk about some people who got one minas and some
people. 一个是用纸把用布把它包起来。
There was one servant who wrapped his coins in cloth.
一个是把它埋在地里面。
One who was buried his coins in soil.
他说怕主人将来跟他算账的时候他一千银子不见了。
This person was afraid that one day during the judgment, making an account, he was afraid of losing the money he was given.
他觉得说这个主人很严厉。
He said that the master is a very, very strict person.
所以这个主人就责备他们呢。
And for these people, the master criticized them.
你们既然知道我是严厉的，你们怎么不把钱至少拿去放在那个银行的地方还可以生一点利息回来啊。
Yeah, you stupid people, you knew I'm so strict. Why didn't you just take those coins, put it in the bank? At least you got some interest.
为什么把它包起来把它埋起来呢
?Why didn't you wrap it up and put it in a, you know, dig a hole and bury it?
所以说他们是无用的仆人把它丢在外面让他哀哭切齿。
So that's why he called them useless servants and threw them outside where they were weeping in shame.
这都是主责那些不忠心辜负神恩典的人。
So these are to do with people who are not faithful, who don't take care of the gifts that were given to them.
最后失掉了神的恩典。
And so they lost the grace of God.
所以做圣工跟将来的赏赐是有直接关系的。
So doing holy work for God is correlated with the gifts that you're going to receive.
所以说讲了一句话说有的还要加给他没有的连他所有的都要把他夺起来。
Jesus said, for those who have, more will be given to them, and for those who do not, they will be more will be taken away.
也就是说你能够善用神所给你你所有的。
That's why for those who have means that you use the things that you have wisely.
能够发挥它的功能跟价值。
Therefore, you can make use of the value of the things that you actually
能够善用你所有的。
so that you can use it all wisely.
啊，这样的人啊，神会给你加添。
And God would then add more to you.
啊，但是你没有的说，神也要把你夺取。
And for those who don't have, God's going to take away even more.
本来是神给你呢，但是你没有去用啊，等于没有一样。
It's because like you have been given, but you haven't even used it. So it's like though you have nothing.
因为你没有善用啊，没有珍惜啊。所以神也会把你夺取。
Since you have not even used it wisely, God will take it away from you.
所以我们越做工啊，神会给你越多的恩赐，越多的能力。
That's why the more work you do for God, God will bless you with more power, more abilities.
如果我们越懒惰做工啊，神就把你的恩赐能力就夺走。
But the lazier you are doing work for God, God will take your power.
我们就没有办法做什么了。
And you will have no ability to do anything.
我们再看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter
19. 二十七节。
Verse 27.
路加福音十九章二十七节。
Luke 19 verse 27.
主要是在这里又附带加了一句话齁。十九章二十七节。
19 verse 27.
至于那些啊仇敌不要我做他们的王啊，就把他们拉出来在我的面前把他杀了吧。这讲到说主耶稣要去德国做王。
Here Jesus said that he was going to a faraway land to be king.
啊，但是有人恨他，不愿意他做王。
But some people hated him and did not want him to be king.
那后来主耶稣真的是做王了。
And finally Jesus did become king.
说那些跟他为仇不愿意做他，不愿意他来做王的人啊，最后的结果就是被杀掉。
And for those who did not wish him to be king,were brought in front of him and were slain.
这个告诉我们呢，耶稣就是万王之王。
So here it tells us that Jesus is the King of all kings.
而我们信他的能够得永远的生命，不至灭亡。
And we live, we believe in him, we will live forever. We will not.
能够有永远的福分呢。
And we will have blessings forever.
那是拒绝啊，不愿意耶稣让他们做王的人。
But for those who do not wish Jesus to be king.
他将来啊，要输掉永远的生命的。
They will lose their eternal lives.
因为耶稣的确是生命的主啊，是带给我们生命啊，赐下来的。
Because Jesus is the giver of lives.
啊，所以我们要不要以主为敌呀？我们要接纳他做我们的救主，做我们的王。
So we do not want to be enemies with Jesus. We want him to be our king.
啊，这样才对我们有帮助，才能够给我们带来永生的福气。
So that's why they will get us eternal life in future.
我们来唱诗282首。
Let's sing hymn 282.